You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got my first physical therapy appointment this afternoon for this shoulder issue that I've got. So,
You know, trying to hold a little weighted ball.
I'm looking forward to it because I want to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to it because I know this is going to be nearly tear-inducing pain.
Right. It's going to be bad.
And people saying, oh, don't be a big baby. I'm like, if you have not been through this kind of pain, can you just shut up because you don't know.
Take some aspirin or something before you go.
No, I'm not allowed to take that kind of stuff.
Edible
I've got
or
some
something?
Other stuff they've
know.
Got me on. So.
Do they?
Oh, but anyway, so if you hear screaming coming from back east, that's
some
me.
Weeping.
Hey, on Friday, we went and sat at, we like to eat our Friday happy hour meal sitting at the bar rather than getting a table. And, you know, at those bars, they constantly have, you know, various TVs on. And this one only had one TV right there in the center. And they had it tuned to the Game Show Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which was a nice change from constantly seeing sports. I mean, sure. I like sports, but I mean, this was a little right. different. There's no sound, so they had the closed captioning on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of them was a show I'd never heard of before. I didn't know what it was.
On that network, they probably have a bunch of random ones just to fill
yes.
time, right?
Yeah.
Guess which hand it's in. You know.
But what we came away, first of all, watching a game show using closed captions, and yet you still find yourself competing. God, I wish I'd written down what this show was called, but it's like they give you the first word and the last word in a series, and then you've got to figure out the two or three words that come in between.
Okay.
And at each two play off of each other. Like they might have blank is the word, and then check would be the second. So blank check, mm-hmm. right? And then second and third would be like check mate, I guess, or something.
Okay.
Or check, I don't know. Anyway, the words have to play off each other. So we're sitting there while we're sipping our Pisco Sours, look that up, and trying to play along with a closed captioning situation. But we decided it takes a certain type of person to be a game show contestant and a certain type of person to be a game show host. Now, could you see yourself ever being on a game show?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, the contestants have some sort of manufactured enthusiasm, you know. They're kind of always above and beyond, you know, mm-hmm. any normal sort of emotions. I think I could put on an act like that. I think I could really ooze it out, you know, the enthusiasm. So yeah, I could be a contestant. The host? No, I look at Pat Sajak and I'm wondering how is he still doing Wheel of Fortune after all these years, you know?
Well, about what, $8-10 million a year is how
it probably
he's able to
helps.
Keep doing it.
But it's probably like just going through the motions every day, and you can tell now with some of these, you know, latest episodes that he's just not that fully into it, you know. But what are your thoughts on the host? What were your observations?
Cheesy to a certain extent. I used to work with a guy who that was his dream.
Huh.
As he wanted to get out of radio and become a TV game show host.
Yeah.
He even went and had plastic surgery done in hopes of, and I'm not making this up, in hopes of getting a look, you know, that would be accepted by these game show producers.
Huh.
And it never worked out for him. He never ended up on a game show. But the thing is, see, I think you could be a game show host. I don't see you as a contestant, but I see you as a game show host.
Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Because you've got this snarky sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
and you can do little zingers.
Okay.
And, you know, you can prepare for it beforehand anyway.
Because sure.
you know what the topics are.
You can ad-lib a little bit. And
yes.
Okay, I poke fun at the contestants.
Yeah,
I'm all
so
about that.
You'd have to shave.
Okay. Well, now
so
I'm
you
out.
Can't have your scruffy facial
like
hair
scruff.
That you've got, but you could totally do it. Get on a little suit and stand there.
Let's
and
make it happen. What's this game show network you speak of? Do they have a website? A number or something I could call? I've been told I could do this.
You know what you ought to do is you ought to reach out to the local TV stations. Uh-huh. And you guys create a game show.
Sure, there you go.
And then it becomes a hit here, and then it gets picked up for syndication, and you become a megastar.
That's funny, man.
But come up with a game show idea.
All right.
And see if you can't pitch it to one of the local stations.
Show up in my little suity suit and one of those really long microphones, you know, like Bob Barker used. And you can smack people with it. I'm in.
I couldn't be a TV game show host because I don't do well with stupid people.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a low tolerance or whatever.
Yeah.
And then as far as being a contestant.
Not a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance.
I was a contestant about 20 years ago on Hollywood Squares.
Uh-huh.
But that was a charity thing. They had radio guys from around the country who performed on. I mean, we were contestants on Hollywood Squares for a week, raising money for, I think I was raising money for the food bank. And, but otherwise, no. Can you see me on The Price is Right?
At all, ever.
Dom, Testa, come on down.
There.
I would stroll casually
You're
down
like
the aisle.
Guy on Ted Lasso with the beard, the grumpy guy. Oh, they called my name.
Oh, the soccer player?
The soccer guy, yeah, whatever his name is. Are you kidding
me?
Are you kidding me?
That would totally be me. You know what we should do? We'll jump into a song here, but I think at some point we should do a segment where people can call in and tell us their experience on a game show.
I would love it, yes.
Because I guarantee you we've got...
A lot of
We've
people.
Got many listeners who have done it.
I'd love to
Wheel
talk
of
to
Fortune
them.
Or Jeopardy or something.
Yep, yep. Let's do that. Pencil it in.